Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Howdy, hody, hoedown.
Hello?
Yes, this is Warwick and Nicole, Tradies in Business podcast. Coming at you. You haven't tuned into the wrong show. I thought I'd try something different, Nicole.
I was worried there for a moment, but okay. Yep, great to know that it's a little bit, you're just trying something new. I like to try something new.
And something, well, it's not totally new. We're recording this before you disappear into the boondocks, not really.
Into the coast.
With a few other people. But we're laying down some tracks.
Ooh.
like a muso. And then we're releasing it later, which is today. Which is
after I make tracks.
Yeah, after you make. Oh, that was good.
See, I know. I was trying.
Smooth.
Thank you.
Smooth like a, not a Jim Beam. Are you a pre-mix drinker? You're not, are you?
No.
I'm bouncing around a bit here. So listeners, just a quick warning, if you're listening to this in the car with little ones or at home with little ones, and they're not the sort of little ones that use big people's words, this is a Fuck It Friday. And you should
boom,
remove them from the room. But you know that because you saw the title when you pressed on it, so you can't blame me for your poor choices.
Talk about taking ownership. No, you can't.
So we're going to bounce around more than normal today on a Friday episode. And speaking of doing things differently and, you know, making change and all that sort of stuff, Cox and I were just chatting before we hit record about what are we going to do for a Friday episode while Coxie's swanning around in a sarong by the beach, sipping
a
nice crisp Sauvignon Blanc or something.
Yep, you know it.
As she's nodding away going, actually, I might leave early, Waz, now that you mentioned it.
Can I go now?
No. We'll just finish this episode first. we were discussing, interestingly enough, we were discussing my ex-wife, and then it got on to conflict, and then it got on to people that let us down, and then it got on to my conversation that I've had previously about dishwasher syndrome, where one of my family members had a dishwasher once and it was a pain in the neck of a thing. It broke down all the time and they hated it. It was a piece of shit. And they've never had a dishwasher since because in their mind, all dishwashers are bad because they had one bad dishwasher.
Yeah, well, if the first one's bad, then the rest are going to be bad, right?
Well, clearly. And it's like SEO companies.
Oh, look, if one can't do it, nobody can. It's a waste of money.
And, you know, I tried employing an apprentice once and it was a disaster. So I'm never going to do that again.
Huge. They're all shit. Nobody wants an apprentice.
And, oh, don't get me started on business coaches, Coxie.
No, I was hoping you're going to go there. They're terrible. They're all out for your money.
I had one a few years ago and all he did was fucking take heaps of money out of my bank account and didn't do anything for me. So I'm never doing that again.
No, I'm not doing it. Wouldn't give anyone else a go.
Can you imagine if that was our approach to life? Where if we had a bad experience with something and then we went, okay, that's it, never doing that again. Imagine how many things we would not actually be doing. Like none of us would be having sex.
No, that's so true.
None of us would be in a relationship. None of us would ever drink, smoke. None of us would go to the footy or any sporting event because our teams always lose at least one game.
Of course.
We would never employ anybody. We'd never have any more customers ever again. We'd actually all just be dead. Because
we'd be very boring.
Or sitting naked under a tree in the rain somewhere.
Pretty sure that wouldn't be good either, so we probably wouldn't do that.
No. But it's like if you take it to that ridiculous level, everything always goes bad at some point.
Yes.
Whether it's staff, customers, marketing, money, you know, bad experience with other businesses, with partners, exes, our kids, our pets. Gosh, my dog vomits his breakfast up every single day. I mean, I'm never having another dog again. It's just, it's ridiculous when you think of it that way, and yet so many people do that. Mm. They do that with SEO companies or AdWords or social media strategies or apprentices or other employees in their business. And I just wanted to perhaps call that out a little bit, because I don't think enough of us think about the operation of that. You know, if you take it to the nth degree of, well, where do you stop that? It's like, oh, I'm never doing that again. Well, why don't you do that with everything in your life? And then you miss out on all these fantastic opportunities. Well, let me use a personal example. So wife and I love to do a bit of hiking and mountain climbing and stuff. And we did a climb back in July, I think it was, middle of winter down here in Tassie. It was freezing cold. We climbed this mountain that's supposed to have epic views. It was covered in cloud. You couldn't see a fucking thing except for cloud and mud. It was freezing. Couldn't even get to the summit because it was windy as buggery. It was starting to rain. It was too risky. It was a bit of a rock climb. And we turned around and went back down. Like, this is after, I can't remember, it was 3 or 4 hours of climbing. And I couldn't actually go stand on the summit of this fucking mountain. And that's one of those experiences where it's like, fuck that, I'm never doing that again.
Mm.
Now, we went and did one on the weekend. The weather was perfect. The climb was fabulous. The views were incredible. It was absolutely fantastic. But so was the one where we couldn't see shit.
Mm.
Where it was cloudy and cold and my fingers were frozen and it was muddy, and like, they were both awesome for different reasons. We learnt so much on the cloudy hike, and it was great for a different kind of experience. And I feel like if we allow the good, bad judgment thing to creep in too much into our lives, and we try and not do any of the bad, and we try and avoid any of the disappointments, we actually miss out on all the good stuff as well.
There's a lot of lessons to learn in adversity, and I'm not sure if that's exactly where we're going here, but I think about every opportunity I've had to learn, it's come out of some sort of crisis. So it's been something like dad's surgery last year. That was a big opportunity for me to learn. It should have been a highly stressful time. There's a lot of traveling. Looking after your parents is not a lot of fun, particularly when they're cranky men, older men, very cranky when they're in pain. And you know what? It was a great opportunity for me to learn. It was a great situation in which I could learn what his triggers were, how I could help smooth him through those trigger points rather than aggravate them without really taking any opportunity to understand and learn myself. Or I think about every injury my son's had. I don't know why I'm going to injuries, but they've been great learning points for me where time's been really tough, particularly for him, you know, with another broken arm or another broken collarbone or whatever it might be, and how he's managed to learn to use his left hand, or he's managed to learn a different way to function at school so that he can grow through that experience rather than getting stuck. Same as a parent, you're constantly learning with them. I think about business of recent times. We've been let down a couple of times by some people that we've been working with. Been great points for us to reflect and think, okay, well, how have we contributed to this? Has this happened because we haven't been clear enough with our communication, or have we not provided enough information for somebody then to service us the way that we feel we should be serviced? Or is it quite simply that we're expecting something that was never going to be delivered in the first place? It's a great opportunity for us to reflect and learn and think, how have I contributed to this, rather than just the grand assumption and I guess, I can't think of the right word, but that critical point at which we say, well, we're never doing it again. We're never hiring that kind of person again, or we're never working with that kind of person again. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work for us.
Mm. Yeah, and look, we've had that recently with someone putting forward an idea of solutions around technology here at Tradies in Business, and I can't say the experience has been awesome, but you know, we're going to forge ahead and keep looking for solutions, because well, first of all, we need to solve the problem.
Yeah.
But also, I probably have the headspace these days that, well, you know what? Today's mountain climb was wet, cold, cloudy. I couldn't see a thing. You know what? It was awesome for a bunch of different reasons.
Mm.
And I think we probably, it's easy for me to do that on a mountain climb or a camping trip where it's pissing rain the whole time and the tent floods. And at the time, it's probably the most miserable weekend you ever had in your life. But a lot of us are able to look back on it and go, but it was so cool because we all sat around and played cards in the wet tent and, you know, we managed to bond as a family, or it cured my tinea because of the vinegar that spilled in the floor or something. I don't know. people are rolling their eyes and wondering what the fuck I'm talking about. But me too. So, but we're able to do that with personal events often is go, oh, yeah, but it was good for these reasons.
Yeah.
But we're often pretty shit at doing that in our businesses.
Mm.
You know, when it comes to money and those commercial type transactions, I think we drop the ball a lot with the, yeah, well, that apprentice, that was a really crap experience. The company wasn't great. The apprentice themselves didn't work out. And I've learned a lot about how to do it next time or what not to do next time, or better questions I need to ask, or that that's just not a good fit for our business and I'm better off getting a tradesperson next time. Or maybe it's caused me to question where I'm at with the business and I think I'll go in a different direction. Rather than go, fuck that, I'm never putting another apprentice on. All apprentices are shit. I'll just do it myself and go back to working 70 hours a week.
Yeah, because that fixes everything.
Exactly. So I think, you know, perhaps if there is a lesson in any of this, it's perhaps to take that ability that a lot of us already have in our personal lives of, well, that didn't go to plan and there was some good stuff in it. Do that in our businesses. That didn't go to plan and here's what we can learn from that.
It's just a critical self-reflection point. And it's something we encourage business owners to do all the time, and particularly in our drawing boards. Take that time to critically look at what's happened and reflect over how you could have made it better. What role did you play? Even in the most extreme of situations, everything's gone to shit. The client's very unhappy. They've left a poor review. That might have been an asshole client, but I guarantee there are points at which you could have prevented this situation from unfolding the way that it did. There will be something that you have not taken care of, or you haven't communicated, or you haven't effectively done comprehensively that has created that situation. You have to take ownership for some parts of each situation and then reflect and find the positives. We did an episode a few months back about the ability to find a silver lining in every situation. And it is always there. And there might be the things that you don't want to look at, or you don't even feel in the minute, but they are there. It can be that, yeah, the hike was shit, but geez, we found the best shoes. We're really happy with these shoes because they gripped in the mud. Or it might be, I've just learned something about the clouds that I didn't know before. Or it could be that you guys now laugh about that situation in which Warwick fell over and slipped down 20 meters on the hill because it was so slippery, and that's the funny memory that you hang on to forever and ever. There are always bright points, even to the most miserable of situations.
Yeah. Yeah, I had I shared it on social media recently, but an old CrossFit buddy of mine up in Queensland recently climbed a fairly iconic Queensland mountain. He was shitting himself in the lead up to it. Now, he's a pretty fit guy and he's pretty capable. I think he has a bit of a fear of heights and he's not much of an outdoorsman in that regard. You know, he's competent in the gym and he can lift lots of weights, but out in the bush, that's not, just not his bag, you know? And so he was crapping himself and he knew that I'd summited this mountain a couple times, and it's a decent climb, you know, it's like a 10-hour day up and back. And there's some pretty tricky sections, and it's, you know, people have died on the mountain. So it's not a cakewalk. It's not the Glasshouse Mountains, but, he committed to doing it with a few other people. And, he messaged me, the day after he did it, and I saw on social media that it had happened, and he was so proud of himself. But he literally broke down and cried halfway up this hill and had to be talked through this section by the guy leading the party. And
goodness,
I mean, for him to even fess up to that must have been a little embarrassing for him. Grown man, you know, a couple of kids. he's in quite a high profile job. And I think that is such a great example of what can come out of some of those awful, fearful, uncomfortable situations. He now is feeling so good about himself. He's so proud that he conquered that thing. And who knows what that might lead to. I doubt he'll do more mountain climbs, but even in his job, you know, next time he's got a sticky situation at work, those experiences all become bankable, as I said to him. You know, you bank those experiences, you bank those hurts and those failings and those confrontations, and you can actually redraw on them later like an offset account and just, you know, develop that muscle of going, fuck me, I climbed a mountain. Surely I can deal with this junior staff member giving me lip. You know, I cried halfway up a fucking hill and had to be talked through it by some other grown men. I can do this. And, you know, I've pissed money up the wall on Google Ads. I've learned a lot about marketing in my business. I can make some decisions about this stuff. I don't need some other idiot to tell me what to do. And I think there's an opportunity for all of us to actually do that, is to cast our eye back and go, shit, I've got a lot of experience in business. Even though I'm not getting the results I want right now, I've fucked a lot of things up, as you and I both have, Coxie, and continue to do.
Of course.
But it's that willingness to actually turn our gaze and look at it from another angle and go, and that means that I can actually draw on that experience and do things differently. If I go back to the start of this episode, is doing something differently because of the things we've screwed up, not in spite of them.
I've got a great example to share. It's a trade example. The husband worked, the builder worked on Saturday to do a job that he needed to do. The job was a considerable sum for what turned into a short day's work. Him and the son went off to do the job, expected to be a full day, maybe a day and a half. They'd finished the job, cleaned, tidied, done some extra by 2 p.m. And we were reflecting later that day on, wow, that was incredible that he managed to smash through it that quickly. And there was this amazing critical point for him where he was able to look back and say, you know what, ordinarily I would have spent another 2 or 3 hours stuffing around there so that those people felt like they got their value for money. And yet I realized when I got to 2 o'clock and it was all said and done, that that's my 25 years experience right there in today. Quickest, easiest, most effective way to get that job done. That's what they're paying for. And I think that references straight back to what we're talking about here. There are so many times in your business where you will second guess, you'll be unsure, you'll be nervous about something, you will have been burnt by an experience and don't want to get in a position where we're just saying, oh, SEO sucks, I used it once and it was no good. Your experience in all of these situations is what should be driving you through rather than worrying about whether you got burnt last time or not. Have another crack. You know now, because you've been burnt, how not to get burnt that way again.
Yeah, absolutely. And to maybe put a bow on this for a Friday, Coxie, even though I'm sure while people are listening to this on Friday as it's released, you will be giving very few fucks about anything.
Except whether maybe that was a whale or a dolphin. And should we get up the standout paddleboard or we just lie here on the beach?
Which shade of blue the water is. Entering into a deep philosophical discussion about tides. No. If you would like to hang out with some other trade business owners that have screwed a lot of things up, and collectively, I wonder how many mistakes collectively our community of over 2,500 trade business owners have made in the last 5 years.
Many millions, I'm sure.
That is such a massive pool of experience and wisdom right there. If you aren't already a part of the group, you really should go and join because it's free. It is a private group, which means it's only accessible to trade business owners like you listening to this. Jump onto Facebook, find Tradies in Business, the group, and apply to join. We do check everybody that applies to join and make sure they're not great white sharks coming in to spam the crap out of our members. So get in there and you can start chatting with not just other trade business owners who are part of the community, but trade business owners who are clients of ours, who are being coached, who are in our drawing boards, which is our masterclass or mastermind level. There's people in there who are long-term one-on-one clients of ours, all sharing their experiences. So you can jump in there and actually tap into the collective wisdom of a whole bunch of fuck-ups.
Wow.
So apart from that, it is Friday. Have a fantastic Fri-yay. I hope you're drinking lots of coffee and smashing it up to round out the week. If you're in Victoria, hang in there. We're thinking of you all.
We are.
It is an incredibly shit time for so many of you. I just hope that you've got the stamina to tough it out and be able to look back on this, as we've said in this episode, in months or years to come and go, that was completely fucked. And man, I learned some stuff about, insert word here, you know, myself, my business, my team, my partner, my kids, whatever it is, and I'm able to draw on that. So, and I hope for everybody else that you're able to do that too.
Thank you for listening.
Hooroo.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.